Welcome to RegTech Impact Milan. Please introduce yourself.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, my name is Milan Cooper. I am the CEO at First AML, and we are a company focused on streamlining KYC and anti-money laundering onboarding processes. So really pleased to be here today.
Would you explain your job to your grandma or grandpa?
Yeah, so I mean, my job is to lead a team of around 150 people based in New Zealand, Australia, and the United Kingdom. And we are a fast growth technology company focused on RegTech and focused on improving the way that customer due diligence or know your customer checks happen. And to make that more clear for my grandma, perhaps I would need to explain that these checks are common when opening a bank account or investing money or engaging with a lawyer or an accountant or the real estate sector.
Interesting. I get it. But we talk about RegTech. How would you define RegTech? Do you have a definition for me?
For me, my definition of RegTech would be around, you know, software that is used to automate a lot of the regulatory activities and processes that are needed in the financial sector and to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of these processes. And it's, you know, a broad definition. It encompasses a lot of different areas of regulation, but it's for me really around, you know, automation and streamlining of activities and processes.
How is the RegTech ecosystem in Australia?
Yeah, I would say it's the last few years, it's really advanced quite quickly. And there have been a number of companies emerge in RegTech in Australia. Many have focused on the anti-money laundering space and KYC space. And in particular, many are focused around electronic identity verification because in this part of the world, you know, a lot of the customer onboarding processes are really underpinned still by paper-based identity verification and providing documents when you want to onboard somewhere or invest some money or open an account somewhere. And so a lot of the RegTech activity in this part of the world is focused around streamlining these identity checks.
If we talk about mega trends in RegTech, what do you see as two mega trends in the RegTech area, in the RegTech environment?
Yeah, I think, I mean, just building upon my last answer around identity verification, I think this is really one of the mega trends. I mean, there needs to be better ways to prove your identity online when you're opening an account. The days of, you know, going to a notary public or a lawyer to have your passport certified or notarized are behind us. We're living in a modern age now, and there's a need for digital solutions. And so new technologies are digitizing this process and making it far less painful for customers to prove their identity. And this is certainly one of the mega trends that I think is really prevalent in the RegTech environment. I think the other mega trend, if I were to identify this as a mega trend, would be around RPA or robotic process automation. And this is related to automating a lot of the manual tasks that are performed or previously have been performed by people in banks or in other organizations to process documentation or analyze customer entities and whatnot. And this previously has been quite time consuming, and there's now a lot of activity and automating a lot of these activities and making them much more streamlined and less reliant on humans.
Interesting. But let me talk about your company, your organization. You also already talked a little bit about the problem in the market. What market problem does your organization solve? I mean, why are you better than your competitors?
Yeah, so we had an observation about 5 years ago when we launched our company that customer due diligence, as we call it, or know your customer, as it's called also, is really broken. And my two co-founders, they were working in a bank and they were really struggling with how long it would take to onboard a new customer into the bank. It could take weeks, and in particular, it would take a long time, and there was a lot of complexity when you were talking about a customer entity that was not an individual, but a company or a trust or what we call a complex entity. And so our observation was there was an opportunity to help banks and other reporting entities streamline the way that they onboard these complex entities. And so First AML has, from day one, been focused particularly on the onboarding of complex entities. Now, how we're different to competitors is that a lot of competitors we find are focused on a more narrow aspect of the KYC problem. So they might be solely focused on identity verification of single people. They might be solely focused as a document storage repository or a workflow tool. We're quite different to our competitors in that we focus on a more broad problem, and that is end-to-end KYC. So how do you onboard an entity right from the initial entity analysis and UBO unwrapping through to the document collection and verification, including integrated biometric electronic identity verification, right through to, you know, record keeping. And so we have a more holistic solution, a more broad solution to this problem.
Fantastic, thanks. I mean, we talk about reg tags, we talk about definition. What me asked, what should established companies learn or consider in order to better collaborate with reg tags? Do you have any practical examples? I mean, how they can collaborate in a better way?
A lot of companies obviously have legacy systems in place and teams of people who are involved in compliance. And, you know, I believe that these companies need to better understand the cost-saving benefits that can be unlocked through RegTech solutions, and also better understand the customer experience benefits that they can provide to their customers. So for me, to answer your question, I think there's a need for established companies to really think about how they can unlock efficiencies and how they can, you know, do a better job for their customers. And something we talk about a lot at First AML is what we call competitive compliance. So compliance doesn't need to be this annoying process. It can actually create a competitive advantage, and it can create quite a beautiful experience for your customers. So if you can onboard your customers with far less friction than before, they're more likely to open an account with you than your competitor. And so we spend a lot of time talking to prospects about how we can deliver a competitive advantage through compliance.
Thank you, Milan. What is the current anti-money laundering situation in Australia? What is the legal implementation? Do you have an answer for that?
Yes, indeed. So Australia is lagging behind a lot of its international peers in the rollout of advanced anti-money laundering laws. So currently, banks and the financial sector are captured by the AML laws, but the designated non-financial businesses, such as legal accounting firms and real estate firms, are not currently captured. And there's a lot of discussion and a lot of commentary around when this will happen. And it's known as the Tranche 2 legislation. And it is expected within the next couple of years to be passed in Australia.
Interesting. Maybe a question to the RegTech community. To be able to transform the RegTech function into the digital age, all parties of the global ecosystem, I mean public and private, should work together. The question is, who globally can, is, are taking the lead in this? Do we have a globally ecosystem, public or private, for RegTech?
Yeah, I think there's absolutely a need for more cooperation between public and private sectors to really advance the adoption of RegTech functionality. Speaking from our own experience, we've had some mixed results trying to work with governments and regulators to progress things. And so I think, you know, the private sector is really going to need to take the lead to solve problems and innovate. And, you know, the regulators will in the end, you know, I think catch up to the pace of the private sector. But I think RegTech associations can play a role here, and they are playing a really important role in bringing together the public and private sectors and advancing the adoption of RegTech and the also the awareness of RegTech across the globe.
Absolutely. Well, we're almost on the end, but Milan, what other topics can you name spontaneously or that we should definitely talk about now? Do you have any topics we should talk about?
Yes. I mean, something quite interesting about our business, First AML, is the way we are approaching KYC for complex entities, and particularly for entities that go through KYC processes quite frequently. And so we have developed an approach where the KYC credentials of an entity that have been provided through our platform in the past can quickly be reused for future transactions, and with the consent of the beneficial owners associated, they can instantly release their KYC credentials the next time they transact and the next time after that. And we're finding this is quite a game changer in the way KYC happens, because you're not asking someone to go through these processes over and over again. And these processes, as you know, can be quite onerous and quite frustrating for the people involved. And so in a way, this becomes like a KYC passport, and you can show your passport the next time you have to onboard somewhere and go through a KYC process. And so this is quite a unique aspect of First AML, and something we're really excited to be bringing to the market.
That is fantastic, Milan. So we're finally on the end. My last question is always the same. Who would you like to have a coffee or tea with?
Yeah, for me, it's maybe a boring answer, but I really love talking to customers, and I really love hearing about the RegTech needs in new markets that we're not currently operating in. So I know my customers very well in Australia and New Zealand, United Kingdom, but of course we're focused on growth, and we're always excited about where to next and what markets we're going to launch in next. So I'd love to have a cup of tea with you know, compliance officers in Germany or Canada or the USA or wherever it may be. And I'd love to hear about the challenges they're facing.
Perfect, Milan. It was a pleasure to having you on my guest, as recommended by Deborah Young. It was a pleasure talking to you, Milan. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.